Dictation for Sarah Curtis, CURTIS, June 4, 81. Address as a letter, Dr. Widman, WIDMAN, 7751640. Dear Dr. Widman, follow up for Mrs. Curtis. Last visit in February. She has cerebral palsy with bilateral lower extremity weakness, neurogenic bladder for what she gets Botox, B-O-T-O-X, in a regular basis. There has been no recent, she has recurring urinary tract infection. There has been gross hematuria, lasts for a few days. Improve, comes back. Follows with urology, Dr. Witsky, W-I-T-S-K-E-Y. She also has some vaginal bleeding and rectal bleeding. She's known to have an anal fissure. Supposed to follow with gynecologist, infectious diseases. Recently completed 2 weeks of macrobit, denies fever, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. There is frequent nausea, dry hips, sometimes vomiting, but no bleeding. She alternates from hard to loose stools. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Off and on ibuprofen. Takes no blood pressure medicine. She takes a number of medications for rheumatoid arthritis, migraine headaches, among others. She is awake, alert, oriented, time 3. Blood pressure in the 116 over 90. She was kind of stressed today. Chemistry shows normal kidney function, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal cell count, hemoglobin, platelets, normal calcium, phosphorus, although albumin was in the low side. I do not have results of urine culture within the last 1 year during the not show blood protein cells or inflammation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Neurogenic bladder on Botox, gross hematuria, recurrent urinary tract infection, normal kidney function, followed by urology. I have nothing to suggest glomerulonephritis. She will keep me posted if a change of condition. Needs to follow with other consultants for the vaginal bleeding, rectal bleeding. Continue management by other specialists, including management of anxiety, depression, migraines, rheumatoid arthritis, and cerebral palsy. I will go standby until those issues are clarified. End of dictation.